And here we first saw, we there's a salutation is offered it to Bhagavan, ended with the power. We saw Vishuddha Jnana Dehaya Trivedi Divya Chakshushe Shreya Prapti Mittaya Ramas Somardha Dharine. So in the second verse we saw, it's important for one to understand the mantras, remove the obstacles. And the person who recites this, recites all the 700 verses, definitely attains wellness. Vyasa sasidhyanti ucchatanadini vastuni sakalanyapi. It's like a palashruti. Definitely the person who recites this attains all his objects of pleasures, objects of desires. And also the all such all the siddhis, etc., one can accomplish. One can get his wishes fulfilled. That is what we saw in the third verse. The fourth verse we have to see today.
Na mantro naushadham tatra na kinchidapi vidyate vina japyena siddheta sarvamuchchatanadikam. Na mantro naushadham tatra na kinchidapi vidyate vina japyena siddheta sarvamuchchatanadikam. Samagranyapi siddhyanti loka shankamimam haraha kritva nimantra yamasta sarvamevamidam shubham.
So na mantraha na aushadham tatra na kinchidapi vidyate. Japyena vina siddhyeta. Vina japyena siddhyeta sarvam uchchatanadikam. See, na siddhyeta, that's the verb there. Siddhyeta may happen. But na siddhyeta may not happen. Literal meaning. So siddhyate, present tense verb, siddhyate may happen. So we should take it as will happen. Siddhyate. He says, but na siddhyate will not happen. What sarvam uchchatanadikam. So na mantraha na aushadham kinchit na kinchitapi vidyate tatra. So what it implies is there is no mantraha. Aushadham, there is no herbal medicine. Literally it means aushadham means anything extracted from oshadhi herb is aushadham. So even food is aushadham, medicine is aushadham, anything extracted from herb is herbal, is aushadham. So here it will say a medicine. So there is no medicine, there is no mantra. Kinchit na api na vidyate. Kinchit means not even little of anything else. Not even little of anything else. There is not even little of anything else. Na vidyate means nasti. Mantraha na vidyate. Aushadham na vidyate. Kinchidapi tatra na vidyate. There's nothing little of anything. which is Vidyate should go with everything. There's no medicine, no mantra, nothing which is little of anything. By which all days Uchatana Adikam. Uchatana Adikam. So Uchatam, as we saw, that fivefold karmas, such all those things will not happen by anything else. But Vina Japyena, so without reciting, without japa, vina japyena means without reciting. Without recitation of the mantras, Devi Mahatmyam, all these, all those different in such as Uchatanam will not happen by any other mantra, any other medicine, not by anything else. So this was also repeats what cannot be accomplished by any other mantra or any other medicine, by anything else, can be accomplished just by reciting this Devi Mahatmyam. So Uchatanam, Uchatana Adikam. I said last class itself, what is Uchatanam? Adhika means etc. There's all these different karmas such as Uchatanam will not happen, will not be possible without reciting this, even with any mantra or any other medicine or with anything else, even little of anything else. Again, it's only highlighting the importance of reciting Devi Mahatmyam only. So Vina Japyena Uchatanadikam Sarvam Na Siddhyeta. This is how you have to write. Vina Japyena Uchatanadikam Sarvam Na Siddhyeta. That Na should go with Siddhyeta also. Does not happen, will not happen. Is it clear? These verses are not very complete sentences. It is said, so japyena vina uchatanadikam sarvam na siddheta. Without recitation of this, reciting this Devi Mahatmyam, the karma such as uchatanam will not happen at all. Which means there's no other mantra, there's no other medicine, there's nothing, even little of nothing else is there by which uchatanam, etc. can happen. That's the literal meaning of this verse. Samagranyapi siddhyanti. See, only it's all preparation. It's all for us to have 100% faith in the mantras. As I said, once we go enter into Devi Mahatmyam, I'm going to do it elaborately, definitely. See, Devi Mahatmyam is the only Purana. Puranam, any Puranam consists of shlokas, the verses. But this only Puranam, these shlokas were considered to be mantras. All the shlokas are not mantras. But these shlokas have the status of being the mantras, given the mantra status because of their power. So, that is why the mantras are hidden in the words. Therefore, you don't need to know, it's just as how when a doctor prescribes medicine for a patient, the patient goes and buys the medicine and just takes the medicine. the patient does not know what is the content of the medicine, how that medicine cures, what is the deficiency, how it takes care of it. The patient doesn't know. Just the trust in the doctor takes the medicine, still without knowing what the medicine is about, the patient gets well. Similarly, here also, these mantras consist, these verses, Devi Mahatmya verses or mantras, and mantras hidden in them, without even knowing what those mantras are, how to extract the mantras, we simply recite them, definitely one can enjoy the benefit of those, benefit of reciting the mantras. That's why Uchchatanam, etc. will not happen at all easily. There's no other way. But reciting Devi Mahatmyam definitely will make one, help one at accomplish those things. That's why the importance is, the greatness is emphasized again like Palashruti. This the Kelaka Stotram only highlights the importance of Devi Mahatmyam. Samagranyapi Siddhyanti Loka Shanka Vimam Haraha Kritva Nimantra Yamasa Sarvameva Midam Shubham Samagranyapi Siddhyanti Loka Shanka Vimam Haraha Kritva Nimantra Yamasa Sarvameva Midam Shubham Samagranyapi Siddhyanti Loka Shankamimam Haraha Kritva Nimantra Yamasa Sarvameva Midam Shubham. So Samagranyapi Siddhyanti. Samagranyapi Siddhyanti. Imam Loka Shankam Kritva Lokashankam Imam Haraha Kritva Nimantrayamasa Sarvamevamidam Shubham. See, Haraha. Haraha, what are the names of the Lord? Haraha, the Lord. Why Lord is called Haraha? Bhagavan is called Haraha. I told you many times. Harati iti Haraha. Papam Harati. Dukkham Harati. One who takes away, one who removes the sins and sorrow is known as Haraha. Lord Vishnu is also called Harihi. Shiva is called Haraha. The meaning is the same. Harati iti Harihi. Harati iti Haraha. So meaning is the same, from the same root. One is Akaranta Shabda, one is Ikaranta Shabda. So here, Haraha, here Bhagavan, remover of sins and sorrows, Nimantrayamasa, Bhagavan had really given this Nimantrayamasa. What had he given? Idam Sarvam Eva Shubham. Sarvam Eva Idam Shubham. Idam Shubham Sarvam. This auspicious Idam Shubham. Sarvam, this which is of the auspiciousness, is entirety. This totram itself, the Devi Mahatmyam itself is an auspicious one. Idam sarvam evam shubham stotram. Stotram is understood. Bhagavan himself has given this auspicious, this entire work conferring auspiciousness, Bhagavan himself has Bhagavan himself taught Nimantrayamasa. How Imam Lokashankam Kritva. Imam Lokashankam Kritva. Okay. Imam. So Haraha Nimantrayamasa. Lord Bhagavan Shiva, the remover of all sorrow and sins, himself, Nimantrayamasa, had created what had he created? Is him understood? Imam Lokashankam Nimantrayamasa. Lokashanka means, literally the word shanka means doubt. Literally the word shanka means doubt. But here Lokashanka means not the doubt, the impermanence in the world. Lokashanka means impermanence in the world. Lokeshanka, Lokashanka. Impermanence in the world or the uncertainty in the world. Bhagavan himself created, ordained. Okay, means ordained. Nimantrayamasa. Haraha Imam Lokashankam Nimantrayamasa. So Bhagavan created, Bhagavan himself ordained the uncertainty or the impermanence in the world, or impermanence of the world or in the world. Okay. And having ordained that, what Bhagavan do? Imam, idam, shubham, sarvameva, nimantrayamasa. Lokashankam imam kritva, idam, sarvam, shubham, eva, nimantrayamasa. So having ordained first, having created first the impermanence of the world, impermanence in the world, uncertainty in the world, Bhagavan also ordained Nimantrayamasa with part perfect tense, was Idam Shubham, means this auspicious text of Devi Mahatmyam. Idam Sarvam Shubham Eva Nimantrayamasa. Bhagavan also ordained this auspicious, entire auspicious text of Devi Mahatmyam. And what Devi Mahatmyam? By reciting, then it's understood. By reciting is understood. By reciting which Samagranyapi Setsyanti. Samagrani means all. Illavatrayam, that's the meaning. Setsyanti means will accomplish. All will happen. Samagranyapi Setsyanti means all will happen. Everything will happen. Everything will happen means there will be success. Yellam nadibarum. Everything will happen. Samagranyapi samagrani. Samagram means entire, all. Samagrani api means all. All will happen. Setsyanti will happen. Siddhyanti present tense. Setsyanti future tense. All will happen. How all will happen? Everything will happen. It's understood by reciting Devi Mahatmyam. That is not mentioned here. Samagranyapi Setsyanti. All auspiciousness, auspicious things will happen. Samagranyapi Setsyanti. by reciting it. Why? Because Bhagavan, having created uncertainty, loke shankam, lokasya shankam, lokashankam imam kritva, having created, having made, having created, having caused, having ordained the impermanence, uncertainty of this world, uncertainty in this world, Bhagavan also has ordained this entire auspicious text of Devi Mahatmyam. What does it mean? So by reciting it, doesn't matter, even if everything is uncertain in the world, everything is impermanent in the world, still by reciting it, we can enjoy the benefit of auspiciousness. It is enough. We are saved. We are protected. That is the meaning implied.
Stotram vai chandikayastu tachaguhyam chakarasaha. Stotram vai chandikayastu tachaguhyam chakarasaha. Samapnoti na sapunyena, samapnoti sapunyena, tam yathavanyantranam. Stotram vai chandikayastu, tacha guhyam chakarasaha, samagranyapi siddhyan, that's why, no. Stotram vai chandikayastu, tacha guhyam chakarasaha.
Next line.
Samapnoti sapunyena.
Correct?
Different.
What is it?
Samaptirna cha punyena. Samaptirna cha punyena. Tamyathavanyantranam.
Punyasya.
Samaptirna cha punyasya tam yathavanyantranam. Stotram vai chandikayastu tacha guhyam chakarasaha. Samaptirna cha punyasya tam yathavanyantranam. Stotram vai chandikayastu tacha guhyam chakarasaha. Samaptirna cha punyasya tam yathavanyantranam.
It's Guptam in this book, Swamiji.
Huh?
It's Guptam in this book. Not Guyam. Guptam.
Same meaning with two different words. Okay.
Stotram vai chandikayastu tacha guptam chakarasaha.
The two versions are there.
Tacha guptam chakarasaha. Samaptirna cha punyasya tam yathavanyantranam.
So, saha chakara. Chakara had made. The chakara, past perfect and so, made, had made, means created. Who made? Saha chakara. He made. Bhagavan made. Haraha made. Why? Because we already heard the word haraha. Haraha chakara. Haraha kritavan. Lord Shiva. Bhagavan made. What he had made, we can say, guptam chakara. Gupta means made it hidden, secret. Guptam means secret. Gupta means guhyam, also secret. Guptam means hidden. Bhagavan, so we two versions. Bhagavan made this Devi Mahatmyam, but still what did he do? Made this a hidden secret, guptam chakara. Sahaharaha idam Shubham Sarvameva Shubham Idam Nimantrayamasa Visa. Bhagavan made it. Bhagavan ordained it. But having made it, what did he do? Guptan Chakara, he made it hidden secret. What that? Chandikayaha tu stotram vai. Chandikayaha stotram. Chandikayaha stotram means what? This hymn. Stotram, this hymn of praise of Devi. Chandikayaha stotram. Kasyaha stotram? Chandikayaha stotram. This hymn of praise of Devi, or this work of praise of Devi, the work presenting the glory of Devi, Chandikayaha stotram, Guhyam Chakara, Tatcha, Guhyam Chakara. Made it hidden secret. Samaptihi nacha punya punyasya. Samaptar nacha punyasya tamyatha vanyantranam. Punyasya samaptihi na. Means yathavat niyantra, yathavant niyantranam. Samaptihi means end. Samaptihi is a strilinga shabdha. Ikarantaha strilinga samapti shabdha. Aptihi means attainment, but samaptihi means ending, mudivu, ending. So the end. Punyasya samaptihi na. Punyasya means the punyam, there is no end of the punyam. There is no end of punyam accomplishable by reciting this. Punyasya samaptihi na. Cha and. There is no end of punyam. But usually when you do something, definitely a good karma is done, punyam comes. But any punyam is what we always we have understood, the fact the punyam is karma phalam. One day punyam will come to an end. We say punyam will come to an end. That is the law. But here the punyam will never come to an end. Samaptihina, which means what, one will continuously have punyam. Why? That is the punyam. Of course, you get time-bound pleasures, time-bound things, but still punyam will continue to be there. Punyasya samaptihina. So if you do anything else and earn punyam, that punyam will come to an end. But if you recite Devi Mahatmyam, if you earn punyam, that punyam will be there. Endlessly. I mean, there will be endless punyam. Means there's no end of punyam earned through the recitation of Devi Mahatmyam. Samaptihi nacha punyasya tam yathavat niyantranam. For whom there's no end of punyam? Whose punyam will not come to an end? There is no end of the punyam earned through the recitation of Devi Mahatmyam. Means for whom? Yathavat niyantranam. Yathavat niyantranam. Yathavat niyantranam. See, niyanta. Niyanta means the person of the person who is disciplined is niyanta. The one who has mastery is niyanta. Niyantranam. Punya samaptihina. So people who followed disciplines, for them the end, who are disciplined, for them the punyam, there's no end of punyam of reciting this Devi Mahatmyam. So without being disciplined, you simply recite Devi Mahatmyam, then there will be some punyam. But if a person who definitely, if a person recites this Devi Mahatmyam, being disciplined, being restrained with the having certain mastery, as one should follow, the disciplines one should follow, yathavat niyantranam, punyasya samaptihina, means punyam will continue to be there, punyam will not come to an end. So do you want to have continuous punyam? Then follow dharma, be disciplined, then recite Devi Mahatmyam. Yathavat niyantranam punyasa samaptihi na. So Bhagavan did this, created this, ordained this stotram, and which is Chandikayaha stotram, but he made it hidden secret, which means the mantras are hidden in the words, hidden secret. But that's why, because mantras are hidden there, he kept it hidden secret. Because if you read Devi Mahatmyam, you cannot make out which mantra is hidden in which word. There's a sampradaya, one should do study mantra shastram in order to understand how the what are the mantras and how they are kept hidden in these verses. Therefore, what he says, being disciplined, for those people who are disciplined, for them, punya samaptihina, because of the power of the mantras hidden in the stotram, there's no end of punyam for those who are disciplined, who recite this being disciplined.
Sopi kshemam avapnoti sarvam evam na samshayaha. Sopi kshemam avapnoti sarvam evam na samshayaha. Krishnayam va chaturdashyam ashtamyam va samahitaha. Dadati pratigrinnati nanyathaisha prasidati. Itham rupena kilena mahadevena kilitam. Sopi kshemam avapnoti sarvamevam na samshayah. Krishnayam va chaturdashyam ashtamyam va samahitah. Dadati pratigrannati nanyathaisha prasidati. Itham rupena kilena mahadevena kilitam.
So now he says, saha api kshemam avapnoti. Simple sentence. Kshemam avapnoti. He also attains wellness. He also attains wellness. He also attains wellness means absolute wellness in terms of mokshaha jnanam. Saha kshemam avapnoti. Avanam kshemattai adairan. He also attains kshemam. Saha api sopi. Saha plus api sopi. Saha api. He also avapnoti attains kshemam wellness. Wellness means what? Absolute wellness. in terms of jnanam, which itself is mokshaha. Her sarvam evam, sarvam kshemam avapnoti. Saha api sarvam kshemam avapnoti. He also attains. So, first we saw there's no end of punyam of those who recite this being disciplined. We saw in the previous verse. And not only the punyam does not come to an end, means we will think, how can punyam will not come to an end? How can punyam, how can we say that punyam will not come to an end? How can we say punyam will not come to an end? We cannot say punyam will not come to an end, because punyam will come to an end. What it implies is, he also attains sarvam kshem avapnoti. He attains all wellness. All wellness means he attains absoluteness. Absolute wellness in terms of jnanam, which itself is mokshaha. Attainment of mokshaha is said to be the endlessness of punyam. If at all one can accomplish absolute jnanam, which has no end, means everlasting freedom, means for which one must have jnanam. To have jnanam, one must have all, isn't it? That's why this punyam will be endless punyam, means he attains jnanam, which is mokshaha. So, evam, in this manner, sarvam kshemam saha vapnoti na samshayaha, there is no doubt at all. Na samshayaha, there is no doubt. So, suppose somebody may have some doubt. Really? Would it happen? Would it be there? Na samshayaha. There is no doubt at all regarding this fact that the person who recites this, being disciplined, he will have the punyam forever, which means his punyam will not come to an end at all. Which means not only his punyam will not come to an end at all, means he also attains all kshemam, all wellness, in terms of jnanam, which itself is mokshaha. Sarvam evam, in this manner, sarvam kshemam saha avapnoti na samshayaha. There's no doubt at all. Then, who will attain the absolute wellness, all wellness? Who? Okay, who has punyam, whose punyam will come to an end, who is disciplined, who recites this? But when? It is said next. How should he be? For the person to accomplish the absolute wellness, sarvam kshemam, to attain sarvam kshemam, how should he be? Samahitaha. Samahitaha means focused minded. The disciplined minded, focused minded, distraction free minded, single pointed minded is samahitaha. Simply chanting, even anything when you're chanting, definitely phalam is there. Whether we chant Vishnu Sahasranama, Lalita Sahasranama, Devi Mahatmyam, Narayaniyam, or any japa, anything we do, definitely phalam is there. Phalam will be there. We've been doing chanting, but why are we not able to enjoy the benefits? Because our attention is not enough. Focus is not enough. We do chant, but our chanting is mechanical. The problem is not that we want to be mechanical. Helplessly, we are mechanical. Why? Mind doesn't stay in one place. My God, especially when you sit in the class and start chanting, mind goes all over. Not only for you. If a person can really chant this with focus, attention, means without entertaining any other thought, any other disturbance, if a person can, with the Shraddha, as a disciplined person, as a person living a life of dharma, if he can read it with, recite it with a focused attention. Samahitaha. If he recites it, when, okay, how should be the person who recites? He must be samahitaha, focused minded, distraction free minded, single pointed minded. Okay, but when should he be chanting? If he chant, even if he can't chant every day, at least on Chaturdashyam Ashtamyam va, either on the Chaturdashi Tithi or on Ashtami Tithi. Chaturdashyam or on Ashtami Tithi. Chaturdashi Tithi. Ashtami Tithi. Ashtamyam on the 8th Tithi. Chaturdashyam on the 14th Tithi. In which Paksha? Krishnayam. In Krishna Paksha means after full moon, Ashtami Tithi. Then Chaturdashi. Chaturdashi is eve of the day before full moon. The day before full moon. Sorry, the day before new moon. Sorry, the day before new moon. The day before new moon is what? Chaturdashi. Krishna Paksha Chaturdashi. 14th day of Krishna Paksha, dark fortnight. The 14th day of dark fortnight is the day before new moon day. The day before new moon day is 14th day of dark fortnight, Krishna Paksha Chaturdashi. Similarly, the 8th day of full dark fortnight, Krishna Paksha Ashtami. On these 2 days, either on Ashtami or on Chaturdashi of Krishna Paksha or in Krishna Paksha, the focused, distraction-free mind, as a focused, distraction-free minded, samahitaha, dadati gives, pratigrinnati, receives in return, grinnati receives, Pratigrinnati receives in return. Na anyatha esha prasidati. So if a person, that what is said in the previous, the 7th verse, the person who recites Devi Mahatmyam, the focused attention without any distraction, on the 14th day or the 8th day of Krishna Paksha, the dark fortnight, then that person also attains all wellness in this manner. There's no doubt at all. Is it clear? Okay. Krishnayam va chaturdashyam ashtamyam va samahitaha. Your person recites saha api evam sarvam kshemam avapnoti na samshayaha. Okay. Dadati prati grinnati nanyataisha prasidati. Dadati prati grinnati nanyataisha prasidati itam rupena kilena mahadevena kilitam. So the person who recites it means, see, reciting Devi Mahatmyam is not simply mechanical recitation. See, reciting Devi Mahatmyam with the focused attention is Saguna Brahma Upasanam. Itself becomes a form of meditation. Why form of meditation? Because your attention is totally in Devi Mahatmya mantras. So when a person is reciting, as a follower of Dharma, as a disciplined person, with a focused attention, the person recites Devi Mahatmyam, then definitely he attains, even on Ashtami Tithi, 8th day, on the 14th day of dark fortnight, Krishna Paksha, he also attains without any doubt, he also attains moksha, absolute wellness. Now he says, the Sotam continues, Dadati Pratigrinnati. Dadati here gives means who gives. Of the Bhaktaha Dadati Pratigrinnati receives in return. Suppose who gives and who returns? Any individual human being who gives himself to Devi, it's all implied, okay? It's all nothing. That's why Devi, these verses are not complete sentences. Based on the commentary, I'm telling you the meaning. Dadati, when a devotee gives totally himself. Then once devotee gives himself, then what does he receive? Pratigrinnati, then receives in return Bhagavan's grace. If a devotee gives something to Bhagavan, and he definitely he receives in return grace. And if he gives himself to Bhagavan, and he receives the absolute abundance of grace, limitless grace, in return, why you have to give something to Bhagavan to receive from Bhagavan in return. And here, so Bhagavan, from Bhagavan he receives in return grace, and he gives to Bhagavan himself. That be what happens. Anyatha na anyatha yesha prasidati. Na anyatha nanyatha yesha anyatha yesha anyathaisha. Vriddhi sandhi. Anyatha means otherwise. Yesha na prasidati. Anyatha means in other way. Anyatha means otherwise. Anyatha means other way. Na anyatha, in no other way, yesha prasidati, she blesses. So she is not pleased. Prasidati, the prasada siddhartam. We say, so prasidati, na prasidati means she does not become pleased. In no other way she becomes pleased, or she is pleased. Na anyatha esha prasidati. So dadati pratigrinnati. That's all. Only two verbs. Let's full stop. Dadati pratigrinnati. So a human being offers himself to Bhagavan as a devotee, and in return receives the grace. You give, thereby receive grace. That's the only way of pleasing her. There's no other way of pleasing her. Anyatha esha na prasidati. She does not become pleased by any other way. So, ittam rupena keelena mahadevena keelitam. Ittam rupena. Ittam rupena. In this way, in this form, in this manner. Mahadevena keelitam. Keelena mahadevena keelitam. Ittam rupena. So in this manner, in this form, mahadevena keelitam. So it has been keelitam. Has been secured. What is secured? The Devi Mahatyam text has been secured, protected, locked. That's the meaning. By Mahadevaha, the Lord Shiva. This is the what is implied there. A devotee gives and in return receives the grace. There's no way other way of pleasing Devi. Devi does not become pleased by any other me, anything else. So in this manner, Mahadevena keelena keelitam. Mahadeva is another name for Lord Shiva, Bhagavan. This Devi Mahatyam text has been secured by Mahadeva. Keelitam. With this keelakam. Keelena means with this lock. With this pin. Mahadevena keelena keelitam ittam rupena. This is how it has been protected, saved, secured by Mahadeva. See, if you simply say Devi Mahatyam, Devi Mahatyam, some Sanskrit verses we think. Even though they are simple verses, remember the fact they have mantra status, they are very effective. If you really, if a person recite it with focused attention, that is the difficult thing. We can recite, but how focused are we? That is the most difficult thing. So, samahitaha krishnayam ashtamyam va chaturdashyam samahitaha. The person recites sahapi hemavapnoti. Therefore, what is the here? If you give yourself to Bhagavan, then Bhagavan, then you can also receive in return Bhagavan's grace. If you do not give yourself to Bhagavan, then don't expect Bhagavan's grace. That's the lesson. Dadati pratigrannati. So how can you give physically anything to Bhagavan? So giving here implies actually offering one's will. Surrendering one's will to Bhagavan is relative giving. Offering one's own self is absolute giving. If I offer myself to Bhagavan, then I am not there anymore to offer anything anymore. That is absolute offering. Offering one's own self to Bhagavan is what? Absolute offering. Once you offer yourself to Bhagavan, then you cannot offer again anything to anything. Therefore, offering comes to an end. Therefore, it's absolute offering. So, surrender, offering one's will to Bhagavan is what? Living one's life in conformity with dharma. Isn't it? And if by giving this, either one's will, surrender, either one's giving one's will to Bhagavan, relatively, or giving one's own self to Bhagavan absolutely, is what will please Devi, which means then one can earn abundance of Devi's grace. This person gives and he returns. There is no other way that she becomes pleased. So in this manner, ittam rupena, mahadevena kilena kilitam. This Devi Mahatyam text has been secured, protected, preserved. Mahadeva. In the form of this Kilakam, this particular stotram. So Devi Mahatmyam itself consists of verses having proper, complete, clean sentences, very easy to understand. But here the language is a little different. I mean, it's not complete. Yo nishkilam vidhayainam nityam japati samsphutam. Yo nishkilam vidhayainam nityam japati samsphutam. Sasiddhasaganasopi gandharvo jayate naraha. Sasiddhasaganasopi. Sasiddhasaganasopi gandharvo jayate punaha. Jayate naraha. Sasiddhasaganasopi gandharvo jayate naraha. No, one more verse is said. See, saha naraha siddhaha bhavati ganaha bhavati gandharvaha jayate gandharvaha api bhavati. So that person becomes, jayate means bhavati, naraha jayate means naraha bhavati. So he becomes a siddhaha, he becomes a ganaha, he becomes a gandharvaha. So who is then? Yaha nishkilam vidhaya yenam nityam samsputam japati. So yaha japati, whoever recites, yaha japati, whoever recites, the person who recites, yaha japati, when should he depend? Nityam japati, one who recites this always, yaha nityam japati. But how does he recite? Samsputam. It says clearly, samsputam japati. So the person who resides always with clarity, clearly, nityam japati, yaha japati, nityam japati, samsputam japati. So the person, samsputam japati, always resides, clearly he resides, the clear pronunciation one who recites. Yenam nidhaya. Recites what? Yenam. Yenam means this Devi Mahatmyam, this text. Yenam vidhaya. Yenam nishkilam. Yenam adjective of nishkilam. Yenam nishkilam vidhaya. Yenam nishkilam vidhaya. Nishkilam Vidhaya. Nishkila means the restraint. Vidhaya. So having removed the obstacle. Yenam Nishkilam Vidhaya. Having removed the obstacle in terms of pin. Yaha Nityam Samsputam Japati. He who recites his Devi Mahatyam clearly always, that person Siddha Bhavati. Ganaha Bhavati. Gandharvaha Jayate. Siddha Bhavati means he becomes a Siddha, a person of different powers. Ganaha Bhavati. Ganaha means he becomes a celestial singer. So Gandharvaha means celestial singer. He becomes a Gandharva, celestial singer. Ganaha Bhavati, he becomes part of the group of Devatas. So he becomes that. So he becomes a heavenly singer. He becomes a part of the group of the celestials. Or he becomes a person of Siddhis, Siddha Bhavati. So all this is possible. How? When the person recites it always clearly, properly. That person attains all these things means his obstacles become removed. So having Nishkilam, Yenam Nishkilam Vidhaya. So Siddha also means the person of accomplishment. He becomes person of accomplishment. I want to tell you one thing. So Kilakam means that which locks, that which obstructs. Nishkilakam, that which removes. So Nishkilam Vidhaya, what is Kilam? So having recited this Devi Mahatyam regularly, properly, always, thereby having removed the obstruction, the person becomes the person of accomplishment, becomes the person of the group of the celestials, becomes celestial singer, that person. The different siddhis are, benefits are mentioned here. Na chaiva pyatatastasya bhayam kvapiha vidyayate.
What does vidhaya mean, Swamiji? Vidhaya.
No, vidhaya. Vidhaya means having presented this Devi Mahatmyam in recitation, Vidhaya, and which removes the obstacles. Na chaiva pradatastasya bhayam kvapiha jayate.
Can I ask you a question there?
Yeah.
You know, we've been talking about pariksha lokan, karmachitan. Why so much emphasis on, the higher births?
There's no emphasis on higher birds. See, even accomplish higher birds. So even then you understand, even without even attaining higher birds, you analyze the higher birth. Oh, higher birth also attained through attained as a result of karma. So it's time bound. Is analyzing this. Then understand limitation of it. Then you become disinterested in something time. Oh, even higher births or heavenly lokas, etc. They're all time bound in nature. So that you naturally become disinterested. Parikshala, why do you bring Parikshala in this context now?
No, I was just wondering why we talk about becoming Siddha, Gana, Gandharva.
See, you may not be interested because you are interested in moksha. We are moksha jinyasu. Suppose with a lot of powers, who will say no? Means if at all you're interested, see, whatever a person wants, he will become. That's the meaning. People who do not know the value of these things, they may not like to become. That's what I'm saying. We do not know what is the pleasure, the enjoyable, accomplishable as a Gandharva, as a heavenly singer, as Siddha. Siddha means even if a person of accomplishment, it can be jnanam also, it can be moksha also. It can be any other siddhi also. For what he says, the person who attains jnanam and moksha actually becomes the accomplisher of everything. As good as accomplishing everything. Attaining jnanam, attaining moksha is as good as attaining everything. So don't worry about all those things. What it says is, only Devi Mahatmyam removes all the obstacles. See, we have lost very strong pratibandha. In whatever you want to attain, there's some pratibandha. There's an obstacle, there's obstruction. So remove all that. So Devi Mahatmyam will break all the obstructions in anything you want to achieve. The person who does it with Shraddha, he becomes this means what? It's not easy to become a Siddha, it's not easy to become a Gandharva, it's not easy to become anything. Even though we say, this depending upon the person, even whatever you want to become, even you want to have, suppose you want to appease your hunger, sometimes you are hungry, you don't get food. Therefore, whatever a person wants to get, it is not easy to attain anything, to become a Siddha or Gandharva or anything. Gana is not easy. Even the person becomes means, because whatever obstacles are there in a person's desire for becoming these things, all those obstacles become removed. Because Devi Mahatma is very, very powerful mantra. Kinds of powerful mantras. Because the story is a story outwardly, internally there are mantras hidden. That is why definitely it will remove the obstacle in whatever the person wants to achieve. Absolutely, it will bless one with the attainment of maturity, jnanam, mokshaha. That is why for everything Devi Mahatmyam can be chanted for anything. For everything. So Devi Mahatma is a very powerful mantra, but how much Shraddha we have in reciting. Difficult, isn't it? Therefore, it is said, this is not about that giving importance for becoming Siddha and Ganaha, etc. Even that's not an easy job to attain that. But even it is possible for a person to become either Siddha or Gana or Gandharva, if he has a wish, if his obstacles are removed, by always reciting Devi Mahatmyam clearly. Samsputam nityam yaha nishkilam yenam nishkilam vidhaya nishkilam vidhaya japati nishkilam vidhaya yaha yenam japati yenam Devi Mahatmyam. That's the meaning. Nam stotram japati saha siddha bhavati ganaha bhavati gandharvaha jayate naraha. Just telling you, repeating, is not that it says it is something very great. Of course, there are higher positions. Even to accomplish those positions, one must have the obstacles removed. Pratibandha should be removed. And Devi Mahatma really breaks the very tough obstacles, difficult things.
Nachaivapyatastasya bhayam kvapiha vijayate napa mrityavasham yati mrito mokshama vapnuyat.
Let me finish it soon. So nachayeva and cha and na vapyas avya nachaivapyatastasya nachayeva api na cha yeva api atataha tasya kvapi iha bhayam jayate. So bhayam na jayate, fear does not rise for that person. Fear does not rise at all. Bhayam na jayate kva api iha, in this world nowhere kva api bhayam na jayate. Kva api na kutrapi,
the fear does not rise for him. There is no fear at all for that person anywhere. Kva api iha, mean no. Nowhere that person, nowhere the fear happens for that person. Nowhere kva api, kutrapi, na kutrapi, nowhere bhayam jayate, fear happens. For whom? Atataha tasya, for the person who is moving around. Atan purushaha, atan atantam, atata, atate, atatasya, atataha, you know? Atataha tasya, for the atataha possessive case, atataha, takaranda shabda. For the person who is moving here and there, the person, the devotee of Devi who is reciting this Devi Mahatyam, who is moving here and atrataha tasya api kvapi iha bhayam na jayate, nowhere for the person who is moving around, nowhere does fear happen. Okay. Na apamrityu vasham yati, the person does not become the victim of apamrityu. The person apamrityavasham na yati, mean the person does not become the victim of untimely death. The person does not become the victim of untimely death means he does not face the problem of having untimely death. He is subjected to untimely death. Apamrityu vasham na yati. Vasham yati means he becomes subjected. He becomes a victim. But apamrityu vasham na yati. Na vasham yati. Apamrityu vasham na yati. This person does not become victim of untimely death. Suppose a person dies also, such a person dies also, mokshamavapniyat. So the person that as a Devi's devotee who recites his Devi Mahatmyam, when he dies, he attains moksha. Mrutaha mokshamavapniyat. And when he is young, definitely untimely death does not, he doesn't become a victim of untimely death. He doesn't die, he doesn't have untimely death. And nowhere does that person, the nowhere does fear happen for that person who is moving here and there, who is moving everywhere. Atataha tasya kwa api iha bhayam na jayate, tirindhukondirikkira avanukku bhayam engum erpaduvadillai. That's the meaning. Nachayeva api atataha tasya kwa api bhayam na jayate, apamrityu na vasham yati. Say apamrityu vasham nayati. Saha apamrityu vasham nayati. That person does not become subjected to untimely death. Mrutaha, as a dead, he attains mokshaha. Mrutaha means as dead, when he dies also, moksham avapriyat, he attains moksha. So all Devi Mahatmya, the benefit of reciting Devi Jnatva Prarabhya Kurvita Nakurvano Vinashyati Jnatva Prarabhya Kurvita Nakurvano Vinashyati Tato Jnatvaiva Sampannam Idam prarabhyate budhaihi jnatva prarabhya kurvita na kurvano vinashyati tato jnatvaiva sampannam idam prarabhyate budhaihi. Jnatva prarabhya kurvita na kurvano vinashyati Tato jnatvaiva sampannam idam prarabhyate budhaihi. So until now, the greatness of Devi Mahatmyam, the glory of Devi Mahatmyam, how the person who recites it accomplishes all other time-bound ends also. Of course, he definitely attains the timeless end, moksha. There's nothing which is accomplishable by such reciting this. Because mantras are hidden here, this is what repeatedly said in all these ten verses. Now therefore, jnatva means what? Having understood, having known, prarabhya kurvita, may one do, may one perform, may one do what? Do the recitation. May one do the parayanam, chanting. How may one start reciting? May one continue to recite it? Now, until now, we do not know how glorious Devi Mahatmyam is. Actually, I have to tell you properly, okay? So having understood the glory, if you do not know the glory, it's okay. Now being exposed to the meaning of this Kilaka Stotram, now you know how glorious Devi Mahatmyam is. At least repeatedly it was said, one thing is very clear, mantras are hidden here. And then, but therefore, even if it not knowing what are the mantras, where they are hidden, we make simply chant this shabda with the focus attention on or Krishna Paksha, then definitely you attend everything. Regularly, at least on Krishna Paksha Ashtami Chaturdashi, we recite also, you attain moksha. And not only the person who attains recites it, and all his obstacles become removed, thereby the person accomplishes their higher statuses. He can become even dosti, the Gandharva Siddha, etc. Not only that, he will attain moksha also. And for him, there will not be fear at all anywhere. And he will definitely not untimely death. Then if the person, when person who recites it, when he dies also, he definitely attains moksha. These are all the glories of Devi Mahatmyam. Therefore, jnatva prarabhya kurvita. Now having understood the glories of Devi Mahatmyam, the greatness of Devi Mahatmyam, one should start the recitation. Prarabhya, having started, having understood the greatness, having started the recitation, kurvita, may one perform the chanting, may one do the chanting, may one regularly do it. Kurvita, arambithu seyyavendum, prarabhya kurvita, arindu arambithu seyyavendum. Jnatva prarabhya kurvita, having understood, having then start, and having started, one should continue to do the chanting regularly. Na kurvanaha vinashyati. Na kurvanaha vinashyati. Okay. Na kurvanaha, not performing as a non-performer. Okay. Non-reciter. Na kurvanaha vinashyati. Vinashyati, you know, perishes. So, they immediately, oh, if I don't believe, if I don't do it, will I perish? What it means is, Nakurvanaha Vinashyati means, if a person does not recite Devi Mahatmyam, he perishes. Means what? He perishes means, he cannot attain moksha. Yeah, attain jnana. He cannot become disciplined. Which means he cannot invoke Devi's grace. He cannot follow dharma. Therefore, he cannot invoke grace. So it's only, it's exaggeration. Just to make one follow this. So perishes means he does not become, cannot become disciplined. One cannot become disciplined means one cannot attain moksha jnanam. So not becoming disciplined, not being disciplined, not attaining jnanam, not attaining moksha is taken to be actually perishing in the shastra. There's no real, perishing does not mean we'll disappear from here. What it means is we do not achieve what we achieve, want to achieve. That's the meaning. What we need to achieve. In fact, Shastram always is not attaining jnanam, not any moksha is taken to be perishing. There's no destruction. It doesn't mean destruction here. Tataha, therefore, see, having understood the greatness, one should start reciting. Having started reciting, one should continue to recite it. Because as a non-reciter, one will perish. One perishes. Tataha jnatva eva sam tato jnatvaiva tato jnatvaiva sampannam idam prarabhyate budhaihi. Tataha, therefore, that is the reason, that is why. Okay. Jnatva eva. So having understood this, sampannam. Sampannam means idam budaihi prarabhyate. Jnatva eva sampannam. By having understood what happens, everything becomes accomplished. Sampannam. Idam budaihi parabhyate. Having understood the fact that reciting this results in accomplishment of everything. Accomplishment of all wealth. It is implied. Accomplishment is not given here. It's implied here. Jnatva eva sampannam. Which means, sampannam here means, this Devi reciting Devi Mahatmyam blesses one with everything one needs to accomplish. Having understood this, that's why wise people, budaihi idam prarabhyate, the intelligent people, it is started by intelligent people. It is started, prarabhyate means it is undertaken. Okay? It is undertaken by wise people. The recitation, wise people become committed to this worship, this discipline of reciting this with the focused attention. Budaihi idam prarabhyate. Why do intelligent people, wise people recite this? They begin to recite this because they know what all, they know the benefits of reciting it. So having understood the benefits of reciting this Devi Mahatmyam, intelligent people start reciting it. It is started by wise people, means it is undertaken, this discipline of reciting Devi Mahatmyam with a focused attention is undertaken by intelligent people, wise people, or, right thinking people. See, once you know the benefit, naturally you must do it. That's the meaning. So, jnatva prarabhya kurvita nakurvanaha vinishyati tataha sampannam jnatva eva, that knowing the what is accomplishable by reciting it, having understood the fact of what can be accomplished by reciting it, it is undertaken, this discipline of reciting this Devi Mahatmya is undertaken by intelligent, wise people. Budaihi idam prarabhyate. விஷயம் அறிந்தவர்களால் அது ஆரம்பிக்கப்படுகிறது. சௌபாக்யாதி ச யத்கிஞ்சித் த்ருஷ்யதே லலனாஜனே தத் சர்வம் தத் பிரசாதேன தேன ஜாப்யமிதம் சுபம். சௌபாக்யாதி ச யத்கிஞ்சித் த்ருஷ்யதே லலனாஜனே தத் சர்வம் தத் பிரசாதேன தேன ஜாப்யமிதம் சுபம். சௌபாக்யாதி ச யத்கிஞ்சித் த்ருஷ்யதே லலனாஜனே தத் சர்வம் தத் பிரசாதேன தேன ஜாப்யமிதம் சுபம். ஹே லலனாஜனே, சி லலனாஜனஹ மீன்ஸ் அ உமன், ஓகே. லலனா சௌபாக்யா லலனா ஜனஹ லோகட்டுக்கே லலனா ஜனே. சோ லலனா மீன்ஸ் உமன், லலனா ஜனஹ ஆல்சோ மீன்ஸ் உமன் ஒன்லி, ஜென்ரலி யூ கேன் சே ஆல் விமன். சோ லலனா ஜனே ஆன் தி பார்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் விமன், யத்கிஞ்சித் சௌபாக்யாச்ச த்ருஷ்யதே. Yat kinchit, whatever little, yat kinchit, whatever little, one's whole expression, yat kinchit, yendha konjamavad, you say no, yat kinchit, whatever little, saubhagyadi, fortunes, whatever little of various fortunes, saubhagyam means fortune, whatever little of fortunes, whatever little is seen, whatever little is seen on the part of women, whatever little is seen on the part of women, in terms of all fortune, various fortunes, etc., tat sarvam tat prasadena tena, tat sarvam tat prasadena, it's all because of the grace of Devi. What does it mean? Whatever little is seen on the part of women, in terms of all various fortunes, such as various fortunes. Suppose somebody, this is Indian, concept. What saubhagyadi means what? All fortunes means what? All fortunes means, suppose a woman, even getting married, and after getting married, suppose having a good husband, and having good children, having good family. And so all these things are especially connected to women. Men also it's important, but mainly for women also discussed. So whatever little of fortunes, little seen on the part of women, such as fortunes, etc., all various fortunes, etc., all that is, suppose you are able to get some, even one little flower, able to get some kumkum, able to get anything. So all fortune is, it's Indian, there's a cultural expression that is. Whatever you little you get, it's all because of Devi's, tat prasadena, tat sarvam, tat prasadena, tasyaha prasadena. It's all because of the grace of Bhagavan, Devi. Therefore, idam shubham japyam. Therefore, this auspicious text must be taken for recitation. The auspicious text must be studied, must be recited. Idam shubham japyam. Therefore, this auspicious text of Devi Mahatmyam, consisting of auspicious mantras, powerful mantras, must be recited. Why? To tap Bhagavan's grace. To tap the grace of Bhagavan's abundance, limitless power. To tap Bhagavan's abundance of Bhagavan's limitless power, one has to tap Bhagavan's grace in order to tap Bhagavan's, the grace of Bhagavan's abundance of grace of limitless power, one has to recite Devi Mahatmyam. It is auspicious because reciting Devi Mahatmyam, one can tap Bhagavan's grace. Therefore, it is Shubham. Auspicious text. Why? Once you have grace, all fortunes can be accomplished. And what is the absolute fortune of Jnanam? Absolute fortune of Moksha? There's no greater fortune than Jnanam and wealth, Jnanam and Moksha. And so all fortunes, various fortunes can be accomplished. If we tap Bhagavan's grace, we tap the grace of the limitless power of Bhagavan. Therefore, it should be recited. See, not only women, I can tell you, whatever little of sukham we enjoy in life, it's all because of Bhagavan's grace. So now Swamiji used to say in class, you're able to get up in the morning from the bed. Oh, grace. Don't think of grace. Go search for grace somewhere else. You open your eyes, you're able to see. Oh, grace, I'm not blind today. And you want to go to the toilet, you can walk to the toilet. Grace. And you come out of the toilet, whether you're hitting anything, grace. Open the tap, water comes, grace. You feel hungry, it is grace. And you have food to eat in the house, it is grace. You are able to eat food, it is grace. Able to digest food, it is grace. No pain, it is grace. Therefore, it's all, even whatever little sukham we enjoy in life, it's all because of Bhagavan's grace only. Therefore, yatkinch saubhagyadi ranajane drishyate tat sarvam tat prasadena. Kunchamav saubhagyam. Everything is because of Bhagavan's grace only. Devi's grace only. Therefore, one must tap Bhagavan's grace, the grace of Bhagavan's power, for which one must recite Devi Mahatmyam. Then, shanaistu japya manesmin stotre sampattiruchakaihi. bhavatyeva samagrapi tatah prarabhyameva tat. Shanaistu japyamanesmin stotre sampattiruchakaihi bhavatyeva samagrapi tatah prarabhyameva tat. See, first he says bhavati. Stotre, asmin stotre shanehi japyamane. It's called Sati Saptami. Asmin stotre shanehi japyamane. When this stotram is recited, shanehi means softly. We should not scream. Sometimes I used to scream for the sake of keeping the attention of people. In fact, Devi Mahatmam should be recited very softly. Shanaihi, slowly, not too slowly. Softly, when the Devi Mahatmam is recited, Uchaka Sampattihi Bhavati. Uchakaihi Sampattihi means the wealth. Sampattihi means wealth. Wealth in abundance, fortune in abundance, fortune in the absolute sense. Uchakaihi, mihapperiyalavil, uchakaihi sampatthi means the wealth in abundance, the wealth in absolute sense, fortune in absolute sense happens. When Devi recited softly. So in moderate tone, then what happens? Uchakaihi sampattihi bhavati. Uchakaihi sampattihi bhavati means all the sampattihi bhavati, wealth happens, fortune happens in absolute sense, highest sense, greatest sense. Uchakaihi. Bhavati, definitely. Samagma api sampattihi. Samagra is adjective for sampatti. Samagra api sampatti means what? Prosperity in its entirety. Entire prosperity. Samagra sampatti. Samagra entire sampatti prosperity. Entire prosperity. That's why I said all forms of wealth, abundance of wealth, greatest of wealth, its absolute sense happens when this stotram is recited softly. Means recited in moderate tone. Softly, not screaming. Samagra api sampattihi uchakaihi bhavati shanehi asmin stotre japyamane. So shanehi Uchakai. Uchakai means what now? Again.
We can't hear you, Swamini.
I think our connection's dropped.
Now can you come back? Tataha, tat prarabhyam. Adu aarambikkapada vendum. Aarambikkapada vendiyathu dhaan. Prarabhyam eva. Therefore, it should be started. Therefore, the recitation of the Devi Mahatmyam should be started. Okay? See, when Devi Mahatmyam recited, definitely wealth in the absolute sense happens. Recited in much higher voice also, everything becomes accomplished. All forms of wealth, all prosperity in centrality happens, therefore it should be started. What should be started? The recitation of Devi Mahatmyam, the discipline of chanting Devi Mahatmyam, reciting Devi Mahatmyam should be started. No. Next, concluding shloka. Aishwaryam yat prasadena saubhagya arogya sampadaha shatruhani paromokshaha stuyate sanakim janaihi. So yat prasadena, because of whose grace, by the grace of the absolute power of Bhagavan, everything is Aishwaryam, Sabhagya, Arogya, Sampadaha. The Sampad singular, Sampadaha plural. So all well, Sampad singular, Sampadaha plural. So all forms of wealth, such as, or in terms of Aishwaryam, lordship, Saubhagyam. Saubhagyam again, fortune. Arogyam, health. Saubhagyam, see, wealth of fortunes. Arogyam, health. Aishwaryam, lordship. Shatruhanihi, Shatruhanihi, removal of enemies. Paraha moksha, paro moksha, the absolute moksha, the ultimate end in terms of moksha. All these are happening because of whose grace? Because of the grace earned as a result of reciting which Devi Mahatmyam, or because of the grace of Devi. And such Devi, janehi kim nastuyate. Why the such Devi is not praised? Sa kim nastuyate. Why is she not praised? Why will not be praised? Definitely she'll be praised. This is not a question actually. It's actually akshepartya prashna. Why is Devi not worshipped? Why will not Devi be worshipped by people? Definitely Devi will be worshipped by people. Why? Because of whose grace? Yat prasadena. Yarudaya arulinal. Anugrahatinal. Yat prasadena. Means yasyaha prasadena. Because of whose grace? All these things happen. All forms of wealth in terms of fortunes and health and lordship and removal of enemies and absolute moksha, everything happens. Such Devi, will she not be worshipped by people? Definitely, she will be praised by people. That's the answer. So what is said? If we read Devi Mahatmyam with a focused attention, following Dharma, then definitely we will tap Devi's grace. We'll tap Bhagavan's grace. As a result of grace, we can accomplish all the ends we want to accomplish. So it is said, lordship, saubhagyam, arogyam, paraha mokshaha. All that is accomplished, all are sampataha. Therefore, when all these things happen, why she will not be praised by people? Definitely, she'll be praised by people. She'll be glorified by people. No, but from off reciting the Devi Mahatmyam, because to enjoy all these benefits. Okay, this is what is said here. Aishwaryam yat prasadena saubhagya arogya sampadaha shatruhanif paro mokshaha Stuyate sanakim janaihi. So Aishwaryam bhavati devyaha prasadena Aishwaryam siddhyati saubhagyam siddhyati arogyam siddhyati arogyani sampadaha siddhyanti chatruhanihi siddhyati paromokshaha paraha mokshaha siddhyati ataha sa sanharvehi janehi stuyate. Therefore she is definitely praised by all people. How is she praised? Reciting Devi Mahatyam itself is glorifying Devi. If we recite Devi Mahatyam, we are glorifying Devi appropriately. Why? Because we do not know how glorious she is. Swamiji is always used to tell, and people go and praise Bhagavan, Bhagavan will be very upset. You know why? We do not even know how great Bhagavan's glories are. Not knowing Bhagavan's glories, if we praise, what do you know to praise Bhagavan? You do not know anything of how glorious he is. Not knowing his glories properly, if we go and praise him, see, it is without understanding of the greatness of a person, we go and praise the person, it's called a flattery. It's not real praise. That is, Swamiji's, it's not flattery, not praise. It is simply mukhastuti. You really do not know the person. Isn't it? Like that, that's not really. Therefore, we need to understand how glorious Bhagavan is. Therefore, if you recite Devi Mahatmyam, you are really praising glory Devi properly. You do not know how to praise Devi. The Devi Mahatmyam tells you how to praise Devi. Why should we praise? If we praise, we tap her grace. If we tap her grace, we get paraha mokshaha. Shatruhanihi, sampadaha, arogyam, saubhagyam, aishwaryam. Therefore, she is praised by Devi, people. I'm sorry, I didn't want to miss the class. I wanted to be in the, I want to have the discipline of teaching, having the class. That's why I rushed the class anyway. But I'm sorry, halfway I was really, I was just, I don't know why I'm so sleepy all the time now. I didn't want to miss it, so I had the whole day I've been, on all the class I've been sleepy. I'm sorry about it. So anyway, we'll try to catch up. So what I'll do next class, so now finally it is said, this Devi Mahatma should, recitation should be started. Tataha prarabhyam eva, prarabhyam eva. It should be, it must be started, it can be started. Isn't it? Because now we know the glory. Jnatva prarabhyam eva tatu. So why is it not possible? Definitely she'll be praised. We started. So now we are going to start actually Devi Mahat. Before starting, already we are clear. We should start. One line I tell you. I'm going to dictate the notes. Okay. Summary of each section. The Devi Kavacham, Argala and Kilakam. I'm going to give a summary of all the three. You can next class I'll do that. Or I can write and post it on the group. You can copy it if possible. Dictating is easy for me than texting it. Anyway. So once you have the summary, it becomes very clear.